now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a gay pizza.
What's that?
Buttered with ketchup. She's good.
San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, is that back? Doc, is that enough roads to get on KDA? Roads? Or we're going the OD. Roads.
Boy, that man is fucking an animal.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 100 for November 27th, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like All Wine Aside, Tunes, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. And before we get to the panel, let's get into the style of that. Panel this week. I can't edit it. That's awesome. The panel this week, let's get into the contact information. Hey, Carp, shut up. Old School Movies 2 at gmail.com. Is the fuck? You see, you screwed me up. You screwed me up. Old School fucking peanut gallery. Oldschoolmovies.net is the site where you can listen. What are you laughing now? Oldschoolmovies.net. I'm keeping it. Fuck it, I'm keeping it. Oh, the X machine. Can you turn off the X? This is horrible. See, this is why we can't record live. We can't forget it. We're so professional.
Oh, God.
Oldschoolmovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly.
Yeah!
Really? Really? Fuck it.
OSATM Twitter handle.
Yeah, there you go. Hashtag OSATM. Tell us how much we suck. Let's get into the panel for this week. Episode 100, the year in review 2014. It's going to be a two-parter. Our first parter starring Kevbo Trek.
Howdy.
We've got Gallifrey.
Hello.
And we've got... Wait for it. It's going to be good. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Cock talk. Respect the cock.
Thanks for having me. I have a question, though. Yeah. Since Heavy Seth's not here, does he lose his streak?
He doesn't. He's actually going to... add in a clip, because technically we couldn't put him in due
sense.
To technical, yeah, so
he's not here.
It would be a bit of a heel turn if we said, oh, fuck you, you broke the streak.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
So Heavy Set's going to be adding a clip, hopefully this week, but he has till Thursday, so actually you can't hear me, but if you're listening, which you're not, you have till Thursday. Send me a clip. There we go. We're going to get into predictions for 2013. We're going to look back in time, go back
2013?
To the future.
Really?
2013, our red book for 2013, and I know how much Kev loves listening to himself, so we're going to play.
Oh, God.
And unfortunately, somebody owes somebody money. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, fuck, I'm so scared.
Somebody owes somebody money.
I'm right.
I'm fucking scared.
We're going to look in.
And I got all that marriage money, though, so I'm ready.
All right, let's look into our predictions for 2013.
Let's get into movies coming up this year that we're excited about. Yeah, a lot of superhero movies as well. Let me start with one. Lego Movie.
Yeah. Definitely.
We got that one, right?
Old School, I will pay somewhere for you. Because then I win the bet.
Probably won't.
Yeah. No, I agree. It probably won't. But I'm really, really looking forward to Lego Movie.
It's one of those movies where you're just going to go and you're going to have a good time. Oh, I saw a trailer for that. It looks terrible.
The New Hercules?
Yeah. I don't know. It actually
Billy Ways to Die in the West is the Seth Rogen Western comedy.
Maybe.
What?
No. What about Kevin Smith's movie?
Oh, hey, Kurt. Hey, Kurt.
Tusk.
Hold on a second. Why are you dissing Kevin Smith?
Yeah, okay, I'll eat those words now.
To me, there's 300 Rise of the Empire on
really?
My way to the end.
Yeah, but that's going to be a Rush Hour thing.
What I'm looking for,
that's
what I want the most, is the Captain America Winter Soldier. That's
hey, there you go. Even though I thought it sucked, because of the shaky thing.
That and X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, Carp!
Spider-Man 2, what do you guys think about
Amazing
that?
Amazing Spider-Man 2, come on!
Here's the thing, they might run into the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah,
Harry Osborn.
Yeah, I'll know.
No, but...
So Spider-Man 2, you said it was going to be great.
I mean, still hold on to that belief. Does money count? I mean, does it have to make money?
Somebody owes somebody money.
You're looking really at me. Worried. I'm so scared. It's me.
They've got Rhino's in the mech suit, and they've got Electro.
Why didn't they just focus on Electro?
They can do it.
Well, you forgot to mention in late August, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, carp again.
We have Godzilla coming out in
there you go again.
The new Sin City as well.
What about Expendables 3? Come on.
Oh yes.
It was amazing.
I remember when it came, how about
Michael Bay's TMNT reboot?
Everybody's not sure on that one.
But apparently Megan Fox got all preggo, so it's probably...
Here's another one. I don't know if we're excited or not. Transformers 4.
Oh.
Kev? What? Did you even see it yet?
No. No, I didn't say I was excited. I said it's another big movie.
What about Dumb and Dumber 2? They got Cam Neely back as Seabass.
Which is awesome. They've got
Okay, who's seen Dumb and Dumber 2? Okay, we'll wait for your review, I guess.
They've got the blind kid in the wheelchair back. As well in February. I want to see Pompeii.
Is that about the volcano?
It's
hey, Carl, wow, you fucked
hey, Carl,
up.
Hey, what about Pompeii?
Jon Snow.
Oh man, I missed it.
Jon Snow.
The guy who plays Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Jon Snow. Jon Snow. Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Jon Snow. Right, let's play some Nostradamus here.
Here we go.
It's going to be the highest grossing movie of the year.
What superhero movie is coming out?
Transformers 3.
Transformers?
Transformers 4.
Interstellar's gonna win.
$20
20 right now. $20 I believe in Nolan.
Let's do it.
So I owe Kebo Trek $20.
That's not bad. That's not a lot of money. Okay.
Just to check the numbers, Interstellar did, I think, $300 million.
It's not pretty good, though.
Transformers did $1 billion.
So. To be fair, though, Interstellar's not finished yet in its international run.
Yeah, but it's not going to make $600 million.
No, but it's because Transformers won all of China.
Yeah, I think it was, what, 180?
It's the highest grossing movie of all time in China.
China.
That's ridiculous.
I think Interstellar is going to beat Transformers.
So there you go. I officially owe Kebo Trek $20. Okay. Let's look towards the future. Actually, let's stay in the now. Stay in the now. It's got our top five movies for this year. Who wants to start?
I start? Okay, guys. The theme of this year to me, everybody says that there's no new ideas in Hollywood. Okay, it's all like sequels and big blockbusters and remakes. But you know what? I don't care as long as it's actually a good movie. If they're the same quality we got this year, I'll be very happy. Apart from my number one, I believe the rest are all sequels and remakes. My number five is Godzilla.
What?
Yes. I'll explain. It's just because I'm looking at how much I reacted towards the movie, and even though it gets a bit dull without Godzilla there often, when he does appear, you feel how immense he is. It becomes an event, and the final scene with the way he takes out that final monster. I was glued to the screen, and I just could not believe what I was seeing in front of my eyes. To me, that gave a reaction to me that few other movies did, so that's why this is my number five.
My question is,
yes,
if they made a sequel, Would you want to see the same kind of thing where you're not seeing Godzilla again?
I'd like to see him as much as possible.
Okay.
The reason why I like movies is because I saw for everything that he was in, I loved it. So,
okay.
I mean, would he be more? And also the fact that there were a lot of other monsters.
Right. Right.
Did help me. Like people said, there's not much Godzilla. Sure, but still a lot of fun stuff.
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So my number
four
is Birdman. Starring Michael Keaton.
What the hell?
Carp was actually had a lot of buzz about this movie.
It's a great film. It's a great film, shot in long takes, and it's fun because it's Michael Keaton playing himself. He plays a guy who was a great superhero once, most popular superhero of all time, and in 1992 he quit the superhero business. Which seems like
hold on a second. The timing is impeccable there.
Yes, that's what it is. It's a lot of fun that way. It's the acting's phenomenal. Edward Norton. A prediction for me, Edward Norton will be nominated for Best Supporting Actor and probably win it. That's what
here's the thing. If he didn't do it, there's no movie.
Keaton doesn't do this movie. For Michael Keaton.
But here's
sure.
the thing. If he doesn't do it, there's no
movie. There's no movie. Forget it. Yeah, so that was that. So that's number four. Number three is RoboCop. RoboCop and Preston. No end.
What the fuck?
No end. Guys, I thought it was going to be a crappy film, just a remake. But I just... What impressed me about the movie is that it worked. They hired a European filmmaker who was quoted for saying that he didn't like being part of the project. Because, you know, there was a lot of studio interference. But yet you can tell that it's made by someone who's not used to making blockbuster movies because it's got, like, these longer takes. Action shots are nice, clean, very, very well done. And what I love is that it's a remake in that it uses our current, the whole terrorism, the war on terrorism, the war on crime that we have right now. And it's bringing, and the whole fact that Detroit is currently in peril. And bring that whole theme that RoboCop was initially, make him less dorky. It shows stuff that we can see before. For example, we actually get to, there's this phenomenal scene where we actually get to see exactly what's left of the human when you take off the entire suit. It's a great scene. And even though it takes a while to get there, it does go over the same steps that the first movie did, where we have the war between the man and the machine. Which one's stronger?
I got a question for
you. Go for it.
Do you think if they actually put the old, cause they did put the old theme in the movie. At the beginning.
I didn't really. They did?
They did.
Yes.
Okay.
If they did it in the trailer, do you think it would have made more money?
Yes.
Just on the theme.
Yes, just on the
nostalgia.
I believe so. Just like if they put the theme in the Transformers movies. Actually, then again, they made money.
They don't have to worry about it. They have to the entire continent of Asia.
I also have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you think not having it R hurt it at all? Because the original
I didn't feel it hurt it. Because the original one, the scenes that were R were...
Over the top.
To me, quite disturbing. Scene with that toxic waste didn't make any sense to me as a kid. The scene I described where you take off the suit, to me, is extremely R-rated.
Okay.
But we don't see it's all tech. Also, I love how the film is more of a sci-fi movie than an action movie. And I was hooked to it. I watched it twice on the plane. And I love how it uses phenomenal actors for very small scenes. It's got Gary Oldman in one of his best performances ever. Once again, Michael Keaton's in this film. So that's two Michael Keaton movies in a row. And you've got Samuel Jackson in a very fun role. And at the very end, Samuel Jackson says, "Motherfucker." It was a very fun
key
moment.
You're
gonna see, it's...
Does that make the movie for you?
Oh, it definitely did. I was waiting for it. I was like, he didn't say it. And then it's the last scene. So I was like, done. Here's my number three. Okay. My number two is Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Captain Shaky Cam.
If there was no Shaky Cam, I'd be agreeing with Will.
I agree, yeah.
I'll tell you what. To me, it was my favorite superhero movie of the past, since Marvel started. There was this great scene where he just takes down this hover plane all by himself with a shield. And I felt that I really was watching a superhero on the screen. It was a lot of fun. I love how they're really using the Marvel Universe to its max. They were putting a lot of emphasis on other characters like the Falcon, Black Widow, and made it cohesive. They have homages here and there. It's a phenomenal film. I highly encourage it, and I watched it twice again.
So you're not bothered by the shaky cam phenomenon at all?
I just watched Hunger Games, and I was bothered by it a lot. I was bothered by it the most in Superman.
Like, were you paying attention to the movie at all? were you looking at the screen?
Yes, but I didn't feel it. The part where he's shooting the shield on the ship. I know is what you're referring to.
No, but the
fight with George St. Pierre. It was like
no,
one
I didn't
giant,
feel
like,
it. I didn't feel it.
He's taking a shit and he looked like that.
I felt it more in Man of Steel. Pissed me off to no end with the shaky cam
because the shaky cam happened
really
when they're just talking.
In Captain America, it felt I don't know, it worked. I like the whole Bucky Barnes thing. I like how it was.
It worked.
It worked for me. I didn't feel anything like at all.
Like Bourne Ultimatum?
It worked like Bourne Ultimatum. There you go.
Oh, don't you start pulling Bourne into this.
Why?
Because Bourne's the only franchise that uses shaky cam properly.
No, I'm trying to say, you're right, old school. It used it phenomenally well because it works with the action.
Why don't you just tell Chris Evans to learn how to fight properly, and then they don't have to fucking do that?
Number two is that one. And number one, not since Inception was I more certain of this as my number one pick.
Perch 2.
No, it's Transformers 5. I'm kidding. Transformers. No, it's Gone Girl. I was riveted. I was glued to the screen. At first, for the first hour and a half,
Left during the ending. Though,
you right? did
the Will, ending. No. The ending was awesome.
I loved the ending.
Will didn't even know what he was.
I didn't know what
was
getting into. At first, I thought it was going to be. To me, there's an ending. There's like a halfway point where the movie ends, and I was like, oh, I guess that's just a typical movie. And it was a decent twist, but you know, it's not that great. And the movie just keeps going, and it just goes into a weird place. It becomes like I was looking at murder mystery or something of sorts, and it becomes this like. Basic Instincts
mind
type
play?
Of film, mind play. It was phenomenal. I could not get over what I was watching. It really took me to totally different places that I was not expecting. It took me for a spin.
What the fuck is going on, place?
Yes.
at the end, it's.
But then I loved it because look, you know what? Think about this. Think about it this way. Tyler Perry does not have a good track record.
Tyler Perry's awesome,
and yet in that movie, he's phenomenal.
I'll agree.
He has the best line. He says, "You know what? I deal with a bunch of fucked up people. You two are by far the most fucked up, and you see how they're fucked up. You see how they, and you see how there's this weird. They love each other, and
there's an admiration.
It's so weird. There is this crazy scene where she walks back to him, and it's a
admiration.
It's fear of being murdered.
Let me add to this. There's a really great phrase in the book that I don't remember if they said it in the movie, that she says that even if you find another lady in the future, you will be bored because you've never met anyone like me before. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sorry, but if that is a normal relationship, sign me up to the gay team.
No,
I'll fucking suck dick. I don't care. If that's what I gotta look forward
to, that's about the movie.
Just show me a
old school. That's what's going on about the movie.
He's messed up.
He's messed up. She's messed up.
He's not messed up.
But he's pretty messed up.
He's messed up.
She went on her with a hotter chick. What's wrong with that?
You know what? Debatable. I'll tell you one
thing. That's not debatable.
No, she's way fucking hotter than you.
I found her such a ditzy bitch. I couldn't stand her.
That's okay. No, we're not.
Okay. Yeah, but it takes away from the hotness to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You just saying that because your wife's right next to you?
No. 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 It's a psychological factor, you know? In any case, the scene that I found phenomenal was when she's like all in blood and she just hugs her husband. There was these very surreal moments.
And he says, I hate you? Or he says...
Or something of that. It's like you bitch. Something like phenomenal. I would have never... I thought this movie would exist. It does, and I thought I had seen everything. I thought it was done for.
It makes no sense to me the amount of money it's made with the ending it had.
What do you mean?
No, the ending was
the
great.
Ending. It's
a fucking
ending.
Wait. It's a great ending.
The problem is you wanted the good guy to win.
Old school.
Yeah,
we have
absolutely.
Been.
Okay,
we have
okay.
Been.
Well, let's do it. Okay, the ending.
For the bad guy to get murdered.
Wait, I don't like to. Okay,
no, go for it.
Go ahead. I mean, that's in my list too. You know, spoiler alert.
But okay, no. But old school. What do you mean? What's bad about the ending? Are you talking about the shower scene? The fact that they agreed to be together and to have a kid together.
No. He's like, I have no choice.
He's not.
Yes.
He chooses.
I don't have a choice.
Well, he has a choice.
If he enunciates, I do not have a choice, then at some point he doesn't have a choice.
No, he said it to himself to feel better about himself,
old school, you have to remember his conversation with his sister.
Yes.
Where she is super disappointed, and she says to him...
Yeah, that's everybody in the theater saying that.
She says to him,
fucking idiot.
Yeah, you're fucked up. You want to stay with her.
Yes.
But he does.
He does want to stay with her.
He does want to stay with her.
You know how it should have ended?
He's fucked up, too.
Okay.
She dies, she kills him.
Throw her off the balcony. The kid's collateral damage. Too bad. Fuck it. Throw her off the balcony.
Pull on, what's it called? What's
okay,
the movie?
Then you gotta shoot
him with the wind.
Shoot that Nancy Grace bitch lookalike in the face, and then shoot yourself. Credits.
They are in
That's
the public eye all the time.
No,
you
but I love that ending because it was like there's only a monster can love a monster. Like they're stuck with
each
other.
He's not a monster.
Like they deserve each other. He is.
A monster.
He's a bit of a douche. Maybe like medium level douche.
He admires her. He knows what she did to that.
No, he's afraid of her.
Oh, also, great performances all around. Freaking was Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh my
creepy
God.
As shit I've seen all year.
I thought he was gonna kidnap her
Isn't it imprisonment?
That's what it felt like.
It's because he admired her for so many years.
The way she takes care of this guy is amazing.
He admired her for so many years, and she kept playing. How does it stringing him along? So when she's there afterward. She was a sociopath. Oh, yes.
She is.
She was terrified of Neil Patrick Harris because of this imprisonment. She was scared of him, so she had to, you know, find a way out. She wasn't afraid.
But she was going to take him out in two seconds.
I want to hear this.
Charlie talks.
It was all a part of her.
No, I think she wasn't afraid of Patrick Harris. In the beginning, she didn't want to be in prison. When she had no money, she kept asking him for money, and he kept refusing.
I didn't see it coming at all. Inside coming at all. This movie was really well done.
But she was going to stay with him up until the TV interview, wasn't she?
No, she was going to have a plan B eventually.
Because originally she wasn't going to get back with multiple plans.
No, she wanted to kill herself. That was her plan A.
But when she was with Neil Patrick Harris and then she saw Ben Affleck on TV, that's when she changed her mind.
That's when she realized that she actually loved this guy.
That she needs to stay with him.
By the way, that's a phenomenal scene because they're like...
Talking to each other. Nobody else understood.
Like I said, I can't believe what I was saying. Also, the fact that it's Ben Affleck. Because see, this is the thing. Han does not like Ben Affleck. She thinks
Who's Han?
Gallifrey does not like Ben Affleck.
No, to her, he's just a typical American hunk.
Okay? Who does not have a place in, like, the actor pantheon. Okay?
So you were already biased when you came into this. Anything short of him, like, winning, you would have left.
I thought that he was not playing the character. He was just playing himself.
But she said he did a great job. He did a great job.
Yes, I understand. They casted the right person to play it.
That's a great cast all around.
He's supposed to be a douche.
And by the way, you see where her sociopath nature comes from. As a kid, her parents are also fucked up.
Her parents are just douches.
Her parents are total douches.
They're just total douches.
They totally use her life.
That does not translate into what she was doing.
Who says? Your mom was a nice woman. So, you know, you turn out to be a great kid.
Amazing. Hold on.
Amy. Did you not listen to his podcast with his mom?
Okay, I'm sorry, but being a douche writer parent does not translate to a
throat slash and all this fucking blood, and I'm going to have this kid,
and there's nothing you could do.
But if she was always being compared to a fictional amazing Amy, she would always want to be on top. She has to be better than everyone.
Yeah, she was on top. I got a question for you, old school.
Yes.
There's a big thing, and this inspired like the whole point of like seeing male nudity on screen.
Let me get it ready.
I didn't see his thing.
It is what?
Let's go for it.
I didn't see it either.
Apparently, only men could see it.
Old school. I did not see his cock.
Carp. Apparently, I don't know. Maybe your eyes are in that region all the time. But you were like, oh, Ben Affleck's cock.
There's a guide online.
Anybody could have played Ben Affleck's character.
I thought you were going to say anybody could play Ben Affleck's cock.
She thinks that he's a douche, so she thought it worked so well that he would play him.
Yeah. He didn't need to act.
He was overrated.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you very much, Wolf.
Anyways, that's my top five.
That's great.
Also, just to say real quick. Sorry about that.
Sure, go.
It's not on my list because it would never be on my list, but I do want to give a shout out to Transformers 4 simply because I've never seen a movie.
Corey just left.
And I've never seen a movie take back
C-Money
so much.
C-Money just left the building because of that.
Take back so much of what it was.
He's walking out. He's literally walking out. You see him?
Old school.
He's got the car keys.
Old school.
He's gone.
Old school.
You made C-Money leave.
Corey,
Carp's gone too.
Old school.
No, Carp's just looking around because he's a freak.
The movies were totally destroyed, and I hated them too for the following reasons. Shia LaBeouf. I got you guys. Hold on, go for it.
You can take that, Shia LaBeouf.
I love that. Yeah. That's one of the clips you have.
He was in it. We couldn't care less for him. There was all the stupid sex jokes that nobody could care less about. There was a lack of Transformers in the actual Transformers movie, and you can tell who was who when they were actually fighting. In this film, they rectify every one of those points. Is it a better movie? Yes. Is it a good movie?
No. It's entirely in China.
But you know what? That shows to me how smart he is, how forward-thinking he is. You realize, you know what?
No, he's a sellout. He has no choice.
He's not a sellout. He sees the future of the films. Old school, think about it.
Strange things are happening in the peanut gallery.
But yeah, old school. But think about it. Yeah. He knew where films were going. The States is no longer the market. He was forward-thinking.
Yeah, because Americans don't watch this kind of crap, but so send it to the Chinese. We'll take your crap.
It works. It was great that way. So in this movie, there's no sex. There are no sex jokes. The comedy relief.
That's my Chinese accent.
The comedy relief is killed in a sadistic way early on. You can recognize who the Transformers are. There's a lot more scenes with them, and the action scenes are well done. So it can be better, but for me, it's the best of those, and I like how it fused our criticism. So that's why I want to give it.
Any other honorable mentions for you, Will?
One, and it's gonna come with Kempos.
Okay. Thank you very much, Will. Who's next?
I'll go.
Gallifritz, get your top five.
Okay, my number five is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I remember when this came out, I was like, who the hell are these people? So I didn't care about this
movie
at all.
Who are these people?
But I have to say, the trailer was a really good representative of what the movie is, because the trailer showed that it was just a fun superhero movie. And then so I went into this film not expecting anything, and I had a phenomenal time. I just had loads of fun, and it was happy. I love when a superhero movie ends happily. And so I really enjoyed this film. I don't know where these characters will go in the future, but I don't care. If they make a sequel, I'll watch that too. That's my number five. My number four is Captain America Winter Soldier.
We're going to be seeing this a few times.
But I will just add one criticism, not the shaky cam. I think there's just way too much Black Widow in this film. Because there was a lot of plot points that just dragged on.
You understand why she's in the majority of the film, right?
Because she's the only female?
Because she's hot.
Because she's extremely hot.
Okay.
Well, but don't you think that they messed up her face in that movie?
I don't care about that. It was her makeup or tan or something. They messed it up. But, I mean, I don't care. I think the film was a bit too long. Don't you find? It was a half an hour too long.
It was a half hour too long of shaky cam.
No. Just, plot points I didn't understand with the Nazis or whatever it was.
Those Nazis are
was
so...
Was it Nazis? What were
They're
they?
So complicated.
What did Nazis have to do with Captain America ever?
Everything.
He definitely didn't punch him.
We are the complicated Nazis.
We make things difficult. Shop at IKEA.
Here's a Rubik's Cube. And he's Captain America. It's been 20 minutes. Like, fuck this. Anyways.
Now, I also really liked the fact that Captain America is the kind of hero that I really like, because he stands for all sorts of virtues. Like freedom.
I'm proud.
Right? And here
America.
He was fighting for the people's rights.
We the people.
So that was very well done. And I'm sad to hear that I think he's going to end his career in the Marvel soon.
Who, Evans?
No, the Captain America.
Yeah, Evans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm so sad. No, I'm not.
He does a good job in it.
Yeah,
great. Well, he does a good job, but the cameraman, the cameraman's got Parkinson's or something. something going on, man, I'm telling you.
Okay. My number three is X-Men Days of Future Past. I watched that twice.
You booty?
No,
he gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah, I watched it twice. It was very enjoyable, even the second time around. I think that the hero of this film, though, is definitely Xavier. Young Xavier and Jennifer Lawrence. I felt that Magneto could have been given
Lawrence
more.
Lawrence is so fucking closed-minded. She doesn't listen to anybody.
That was the point.
No, but you've got, like, young Magnetos. You've got, like, don't do this. She's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It's X-Men, Professor X, young, old, Magneto, Captain America's in it.
What?
Spider-Man. She's like, I don't care.
I have a question.
Yes.
And it's in my top five as well. But do you think there was too much Jennifer Lawrence?
No. I think that those two were playing each other. Xavier, young Xavier, and Jennifer Lawrence. They really played off each other very well. Their whole friendship. I believe he loved her, but in a way like he raised her himself, kind of way. I don't know why.
Was there too little Wolverine?
No, excellent amount of Wolverine. He's not supposed to be the main character, guys. He goes in, connects the two as a liaison, and then that's it. End of his role.
It's exactly like Terminator 2. The plot.
He's just the liaison, and then, you know, move him, get him out of there. I just want to see the two sides fight each other, work together.
What did you think about the reveal that in the end the villain was just Magneto again?
That was boring. I felt Magneto had the least amount of development. It was fun seeing him be super powerful, but then he didn't evolve in any way in his personality, his viewpoint. It was just, he was just doing his typical thing again, you know?
I literally marked that when you just went like that, and then like everybody, yeah, the rocks get flying.
Stadium.
With my sound effects.
The stadium, when the stadium.
Yeah, I have a, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Or it was like, there's 50 guards, and you're just like, meh.
Do you know where that was, filmed?
Montreal.
Right here in Montreal.
Big O?
Yeah. Oh. Big O, yeah.
There's nothing going on there. Why not?
You know? I've got a question for Gallifrey.
What's going on there?
Questions for Gallifrey.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Magneto says in the beginning, when he's bringing Wolverine back, says that you're going to need both of us. But yet, Magneto in the past just fucks everything up.
Yeah.
So why does Magneto say you actually need him when you really don't?
Because you need an adversary for Mystique to figure out that she needs to fight for the right people. You need a villain.
You need a Joker.
Magneto was the villain.
Batman.
Yeah, but he still messed everything up.
Yeah, he did.
Shouldn't be because the older Magneto was saying that as a plan B.
I don't know.
I knew that my old self would just kill her, right? That's what I got.
By the way, old Magneto was excellent. Wasn't it cool? We just went out there like, okay, he's strolling out there.
Yeah.
He's gonna kill a bunch of these robots, and then, you know. It was really awesome.
What about Miss Bing Bing?
Fan Bing Bing? Beautiful. I was so happy to see her. I'm a huge fan of her work. She didn't have a single line to say, but she was beautiful. She is Blink.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Fan Bing.
And
Blink for obvious reasons.
I'm a fan of Bing Bing.
Oh, I wanted to add as well that, you know, the guy that runs real fast?
Quicksilver
was very fun. He didn't look anything that I imagined.
That guy's too powerful, though. Why he must have been.
Yeah,
like,
he was taken out.
He could literally take out everybody in 2 seconds. The credits.
He's going to be in Avengers 2, though.
Is he faster than Flash?
I don't know. I don't think so. We need a Andre.
Marvel vs. DC.
Andre, who's faster, the Flash or Quicksilver? The Flash, right?
DC. It would just technically be Flash, but I mean, Marvel's never going to say Flash is better than.
In the crossover book that they had, like.
Flash 1.
Yeah. Faster. It was Flash 2 1.
Flash 1.
Okay. Flash is like fast in a kind of planetary way. He can like move. Or, okay. Yeah.
Flash has his own TV show, it matters.
but Quicksilver is in two separate movie franchises.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to add. Okay. What really sealed the deal for me for X-Men Days of Future Past was the ending. That was. Surprising ending that I don't think anybody foresaw this when Wolverine returns to his timeline, I suppose, but it's all different, and Jean Grey is alive, Scott Summers is alive,
yeah, everybody
is set, yeah. Who's where they should be.
But you know, we were told.
Isn't it too late?
No.
Gallifrey, I loved how we were told specifically that Scott Summers would not be returning in this movie. So I was like, well, he's not there.
Yeah, that was just a trick.
Stuff. Yeah.
And then there he was. Yay!
And you know what? Beast was there, and it was Kelsey Grammer in That's full right. costume that they used for just those few seconds. Because they wanted to show that was there.
They just want to waste money.
No, it's because the director wanted to show how much he cared for this franchise.
How much do you think Grammer got paid? For like a 2 second cameo.
Well, because he had a bunch of hours on makeup.
50,000 maybe?
A few thousands.
Shit, yeah.
A few scale. Thousands.
Scale?
Whatever Film Actor Guild gets for scale.
Okay.
Oh, but
that's very little.
It's not Film Actor Guild. Film Actor Guild would be fag.
So I guess 50,
it'd be Screen Actors Guild.
What?
You're watching too much Team America. Yeah.
60,000.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, what do we have?
All right. Now, my number two is super biased. It's Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh,
everybody knows, okay? My favorite.
Oh, see you later, see money. He's left again. He's gone. You made him leave two times.
I can't
in 10
help
minutes.
It. As Spider-Man is my favorite superhero, so he can really do no wrong. And then this movie, he has excellent chemistry with Emma Stone. How could I not put that in my list?
Anorexic Emma Stone, right?
What? No, she looks
great. She's anorexic now.
No, she is not. What?
She doesn't eat anymore.
Who?
But Emma Stone.
She's gotten skinnier.
That could be due to something else. Anyway,
she's scared
of
Cameron Diaz?
No, she died on camera.
Jeez. Oh, and I ship Garfield and Stone, so that's excellent to see on screen. How is that a spoiler?
She's been dead for the past 40 years.
Okay, so that's my number two. I won't say more on that. My number one is Gone Girl.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, wait.
Like, seriously.
I will explain. I read the book first. Okay. I read the book first, and when I read I've read many good books before.
You
this
see the
one
book?
Blew my mind, sure. What? What did he say?
It's an inside joke because I said I asked if somebody saw the book.
Oh, okay. This book did blow my mind, but I mean, I've read other great books, so it wasn't particularly special. But then I thought, wait, they're adapting this book into a movie? I thought for sure this could not work. Because the way you read the book, you're like, okay, how could they possibly turn this into a movie? So when I went to watch that movie, it was 99.9% accurate to the book. And that is what really, really impressed me. One, the casting was perfect. Two, the lines were like lifted straight out of the books. A lot of the scenes were kept in. There was only one part that was left out and you really didn't need it. Neil Patrick Harrison did a really great job playing
Neil Patrick Harrison?
I heard Harrison. Neil Patrick Harrison. Neil Patrick Harrison Ford.
That's awesome.
Neil Patrick Harris did a great job. He's supposed to have a creepy vibe to him. And Will here kept asking me during the movie, is he supposed to be this creepy? And I'm like, yeah, he's supposed to. So that means he did a great job playing that.
To add to him, Charlie had mentioned, because there was a love scene with Neil Patrick Harrison at the psycho bitch. Like, how awkward must have been for him, because he's gay, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Same for, like, John Barrowman.
It's just acting.
Yeah, just acting.
Yeah. They're good actors.
Well, and you have, like, two guys kiss on screen.
What if they're gay? So it works.
No, but really, like, honest. Michael Douglas and Matt Damon.
There's a bunch.
And I also really applaud
sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't know if they hear it.
No, they'll hear it. Oh, yeah.
It's not really about him, like, because he's gay, how awkward it was for him. But it's the fact that people are viewing this guy and they're like, yeah, he's so hot. But everybody knows he's gay.
Yeah, but you got
wait, you think he's hot?
He's pretty hot.
No,
compared
I just
to any Hemsworth? Are you kidding
you
me?
You don't know the Hemsworth?
Liam Hemsworth and Chris Hemsworth?
All right,
Chris Hemsworth is the
sixth
man.
So if you had a chance with
but
Ben...
But it's like he was playing
straight guy.
A straight guy, an alpha male, in that scene. So, and women were looking at it thinking, hey, look at that. He's making out with a woman, having sex with her.
Yeah, but you can't...
But you know that he's gay.
Yeah, but
that's
it's escapism. You get into it. It's like a role. It's a movie role,
yeah.
Right?
I know, but you
But
really
you can't
it's
distinguish...
Like, it doesn't matter if he's gay.
But it's like, I know Christian Bale is in Batman.
So who's hotter, Neil Patrick Harris or... Harrison or Ben Affleck?
Oh yeah,
it's still Ben Affleck though.
I think
you think
I don't
hotter?
Like I don't like Affleck, but he is
if like
more
if he
handsome.
Was not gay or whatever, who would you tap, him or Affleck?
Affleck
is more manly.
Hey Gallifrey,
okay, let's do the panel
no,
quick here.
Hold on,
he didn't talk.
that scene where they're making out and you know getting it on though, you still feel that he's not the alpha man because he's kind of super skinny and she's. You know, she's not a petite girl, so I just felt like she was still the one in control, and she might as well have been on top, because, you know.
Okay, so who's hotter, sociopathic bitch,
yeah,
or the girlfriend?
Radikowski.
Yeah. Totally the wife.
I'd say the wife.
I have to applaud the actress. She got, I don't know if it was makeup or effects,
but
they really showed how this character, got fat. As she was driving away on purpose, she kept eating and eating.
She actually legit put on the weight.
Oh, that's excellent.
And by the way, speaking of...
In the book, she did put on a weight to look different. She got a tan, she cut her hair, she dyed her hair, and so they kept that small detail, which I loved. She looked not as beautiful.
Like shit.
Yeah, she looked pretty bad. But then when she changed back, you're like, wow, she's a gorgeous woman. I'm sorry, school, she's gorgeous.
Quick question for Karp. Did Christian Bale think put on that weight for American Hustle?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Bale. I thought it was a prosthesis.
I was sure
it's
it was,
legit.
But it looked so
it's legit.
Out of place.
Apparently it's
Christian
legit.
Bale
oh my
is
gosh.
Taking years off his life with the stuff he does for
That's
filming.
That's insane.
Yes, so sorry. Gone Girl is my number one because it really impressed me on how they could adapt the book to film.
Thank you very much, Gallifrey. Me or you?
I'll go.
Okay,
oh, you want to go? Okay, you go.
I'll go.
You go. Okay, you go.
What difference is there?
Right. You go.
My number five, Neighbors.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I hated that
Oh,
movie.
We hated that.
I just got a high five from Kurt.
I couldn't finish this film.
I couldn't finish either.
This was fantastic.
The last scene was the best one, though.
I didn't
you
watch
didn't
it.
Finish it.
The fight
the
fight scene
part.
Was fantastic, yeah. Okay, so
but you
I
have
want...
to sit through crap for that?
Okay,
wow.
Seriously, the stuff you fucking listed. Spider-Man. Fucking Spider-Man, you're fucking shitting on me. Okay, so I wanted to throw a comedy into the mix because there's going to be a lot of action
Makes
comic
sense.
Book movies, okay? Rogan really surprised me in this role. Actually, more importantly, Efron surprised me even more.
Yeah.
He played like that stuck-up jock or whatever, but he had great comedic timing with Rogan. his fight scene with Rogan was fucking off the charts. And because I thought, you know, it's a typical Rogan stoner movie, but it just surpassed it. It got funnier and funnier. And I really, 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 really enjoyed it.
So we stop at the half. You know, I mean, I stop at the half hour mark. Yeah. So you're saying it got better?
Oh, no, I was crying near the end. I was crying.
But Will stopped at the hour.
The rep between Rogan and his wife, what's her name?
Rose or something?
Yeah, like they had just a back and forth throughout the entire film that I thought was just epic. Like,
they had good chemistry.
Really well.
They did.
Just, if you got that kind of like new girl type of comedy in the movie, and I thought that was really cool.
What's your girl?
My number four. Edge of Tomorrow.
Whoa!
Is that Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Going like in time.
Back in time. Over
it's a
over.
Classic Tom Cruise performance. Yes. Emily Blunt was surprisingly good. She wasn't annoying, which she's mostly annoying
she's
in films.
She's always annoying in films.
Not in this one. Did you see the movie?
No, I wanted to. I didn't get a chance.
Her, like, she bulked up. She was doing all these crazy action fucking thing. Like, and it was all her own stunts, too, so.
My question is, was she taller than Cruise in the movie?
No, they didn't shorten her.
Oh, really?
They play him short. That's amazing.
But
never you don't
happened.
Notice.
Because usually there are cinematic techniques. Like, you have him.
The Mission Impossible movies do that a lot. But they play him as a short guy in this movie. He actually plays his height. It's very impressive.
No, the story, I mean, it's a typical popcorn flick kind of time travel, but it's really entertained. The story was great.
I have a question for you. Did you find that the beginning was a lot of fun, but up until they got... They left the island. It's getting too sci-fi and boring, plotty, too much plot.
Left the island? We mean left like the war zone, right?
Yeah, the whatever that was. It was an island, wasn't it? It was all sand.
She means like when they passed
the area where they fought.
Yeah,
the final. She's talking about like
the final half hour,
pretty much.
When they're it's really plot heavy.
I think that was
point.
The yeah.
It was not as fun anymore. It was just
a sci-fi guy, I enjoyed it.
Okay,
but yeah, no, it was. To me, it's like an action version of Groundhog Day.
It is.
It was good. Number three, it's been mentioned, Guardians of the Galaxy. Bradley Cooper's The Raccoon was great. Groot was surprisingly hilarious. My favorite scene in the film is where they're planning it for like 5 minutes how they're going to get this device. And like Groot just walking. He's like, fuck it. Like, but that's the whole story. Yes. It's just like it's this great alternative to the kind of G-rated Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. It's got a bit of an edge to it, which I really enjoyed. And it brought back like cassettes. And 70s music now, so people are like, you know, walking around with their Walkmans again. Well, probably not, but
no.
Like,
cool.
But just like 70s music, it was cool to highlight, showcase that. Yeah, again, a nice alternative to the happy-go-lucky Iron Man and Captain Americans that had a bit edge to it. My number two, nobody's going to agree with me, Need for Speed.
What? No! That was pointless.
It was a good movie.
With Dominic Cooper.
For me, Aaron Paul sold me as an action star.
What?
I wouldn't go that
he
far.
I think
his role could have been played by anybody.
Dude, the best part was Michael Keaton. He was the best in that movie.
I forgot him.
I completely disagree. I thought
3 minutes.
No, he's very intense in this role. His back and forth with
Dominic Cooper.
Yeah, Dominic Cooper, by the way, great heel in this movie. Great bad guy.
Isn't he too stereotypical though? As a bad guy, he's just an evil guy.
You gotta, when you go see a movie like this, it's kind of like Fast and Furious, and that's why I think Need for Speed didn't do as well, because that other franchise was kind of set in stone in this. Because if this was before the other one, I think this would get 5 or 6 spin-offs. It was fantastic.
Now my question is, how did the black guy get to infiltrate every single like plane he wanted?
He's a black guy.
What? Make any sense?
They're good at hot wiring planes.
I'll tell you one thing that to me blew my mind. I think it's a helicopter when it picks up the car.
Yeah,
I think they do a jump and he sticks onto the couch. That mind blown.
Okay, but you've seen Fast and Furious, right? They jump off bridges and shit.
They
like,
catch people.
Come on.
They
Fast
catch
and Furious
people.
Is insane.
They burst
into where,
fire
no, no.
in real life.
No, here's a scene where Vin Diesel jumps off the car to catch the girl.
Too soon. I'm offended.
By the way, can this like saying fun? Is this like fun?
What a jerk.
Gallifrey read the newspaper.
Oh no!
And she saw that it was written that like there were like donuts and figure eights on the floor. And she was like, why are there donuts? And like in her head, it's because like they went to more donuts. And like they went so fast. And, like, donuts fell.
That's hilarious.
I understood figure eight, but I didn't know they called them donuts. So I thought there were donuts on the
floor. That was the tip of his feet.
That's fantastic. Image and Roots was super hot.
Oh, and the best part, that was the same week that Nelson Mandela died. And she felt more sad for Paul Walker. I'm like, but come on. Mandela helped, you know, kids that, you know, they were dying of hunger. It's like, did he die of hunger? No, he died of old age. Well, then there you go. Paul Walker.
Wow.
He led a good life. Now he's dead. It's fine. He led a good life.
Imogen Roots was super hot in this. Blonde?
Yeah, agreed.
She, no.
She's not my type. It's just like a Transformers girl.
She looks,
What? Why are you looking at me?
It's just funny because Kevin talks only when it's like, yeah.
Yeah, blonde, hot. Yeah,
that's all you need to do.
I actually like the girl in the movie. I thought he was better than...
The trailer sold me. The movie sold me.
The trailer was fantastic.
But no, I found that they had good chemistry.
Yeah, no, I agree, absolutely. Well,
and also, Aaron Paul and
Dominic Cooper,
yeah. He's my yes man, I have no issue with that. He's my stunt double.
I'm in school. Now.
Old school, I felt I paid too much when I watched that movie. How much did I pay for it? I mean, Godfrey, how much did I pay for it?
We didn't pay anything.
There you go.
Thanks for your irrelevant opinion. My number one is X-Men Days of Future.
Yeah! Oh, nice. Very nice.
I found this brought the X-Men franchise back from the horrible third one where everybody died.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Love to see the dynamic with the old and new cast. It was fantastic. Story was great. Repaired most of the issues with the third movie, of course, bringing all the guys back. This is by far my favorite X-Men movie of any of them, and probably actually my favorite comic book of all time.
Really?
Comic book
more
movie.
Like the Burton Batman movies?
More than Civil War?
More than Dark Knight?
Civil War.
Okay, maybe.
Marvel.
Your favorite Marvel movie of all time?
I didn't say it was my favorite, it was one of my favorite.
Yeah, he's talking about books.
You said your favorite.
He meant, wait.
We'll play it back,
it's
one of my favorite. No, I didn't say it. Probably, actually, my favorite comic book of all time.
Really?
It's nice for them to kindle the franchise, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Even though I don't know who that final big ass guy is. Yeah. I don't even know who that is. I'm like,
not important.
But I have a question for you. Is the next one going to be set first class age or future
age? First class age. First class, definitely.
It's got to be first class, yeah.
Ooh.
Honorable mentions, Equalizer. Chef.
I didn't watch Chef.
Yes, Chef. Fury.
Did you watch On an Empty Stomach, old school? Chef. If you get really hungry. Because you really want to eat when you watch that movie.
Hi, I'll be your server. Hi, I will. I'll be your quiet.
Yeah. Hold on, let me get it. Cock talk.
Alright, I wasn't talking about eating cocks.
Well, you said, Will, hi, I'll be your... Oh, no, Windows Media Player. That's awesome. Alright. Fuck you, peanut gallery. honorable mentions as well, Interstellar and The Judge.
Oh, The Judge. I won't watch The Judge. I didn't get to watch it.
Interstellar, really? So boring.
Overrated.
Yes, it was.
Overrated.
It was a little long.
It was too long. It was like, you know what? It was 2 hours too long.
That's a little offensive. Kebo Trek, let's get your top five.
All right. We will go with a few honorable mentions.
He's going to mention like 50.
No, there's only two or
Resident
three.
Resident Evil 5.
So Resident, no. I'm going to mention Interstellar.
Okay.
If it wasn't for the last 20 minutes, it would have been in my top five. Because I like the cons. Like, it's my kind of sci-fi movie. I like the stuff on Earth. I like the building of the relationships. But the ending kind of ruined it.
McConaughey didn't take off his shirt.
I know, which is disappointing.
He didn't have a barbecue.
All right. Captain America also would have been in my top five if it wasn't for the shaky cam.
Thank you. So, thank you, Ms. Dow.
And the last one I will mention is Gone Girl.
If it weren't for the entire ending.
I will say, though, it felt 2.5 hours.
Hmm.
Like, I didn't find it went fast. It was a slow, like, I felt that I'm watching a 2.5 hour movie. And I actually had 6 movies, so I'll just mention it quickly. My other one is The Wolf of Wall Street.
That was this year?
Well, technically, because it was in December.
Okay.
And because when we did the review last year.
That was good.
Just because it was, like, 2.5 hours of debauchery. And, you know, you don't see that in a lot of movies to that extent. So anyway, on to my top five. In number five...
You're burping, apparently.
Carp is burping.
I'm laughing.
I can't keep it below.
All right.
I don't know if we already will play
Number five, we have Snowpiercer.
Really?
Snowpiercer.
Did we watch that?
Yeah, we did.
It's very good. Chris Evans is in that.
Yeah,
do you know Chris Evans starred in that?
It's got the...
Yeah. It's starring non-shaky can Captain America.
The thing is, like, it wasn't a perfect movie. There were some plot holes in it.
Like a lot.
The train's, like, way too fucking
but
big.
But the thing is, like, how do they have all these people? Where do they sleep? Where do they get all the cows?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still...
Like the aquarium thing.
But that's what I
like.
But you know what the biggest plot hole for me was? Is that the classroom was one section, and the sleeping quarters was another section. Those kids had to go through shit rooms, you know? Like...
Yeah.
Debauchery rooms just to go to this class. That makes no sense.
Yeah, you have to go through the rave room all the time.
Yeah.
They're all doing fucking ecstasy and shit.
That makes no sense.
The thing is, though, even though there's like, they didn't show every room, I'm still thinking, like, where could they put all these people? But anyway, that aside, what I really liked was.
It's a movie.
What I really liked is, like, each room you're getting a new thing. Like, and I'm like, what are they going to show in this room? Like, they had the room with the plants. They had the room
with
where everyone partying. They had...
The aquarium.
Exactly. Like, I liked when they showed how they made the food for the...
I did, too. I love
for
that,
people in
way.
The back, which was disgusting.
Did
I didn't see it coming. No, I did not.
Okay.
And the... I guess, well, I'm going to...
It's people, right?
No.
No, it's Soylent
Green. Whatever.
And one... I'll just mention the ending, like a bit of a spoiler alert, is... Because the ending was kind of shocking to me in a way.
I like the ending, though.
I love the ending.
I have not seen any other way. Yeah, I would have. That's what
I was.
Okay.
There's a problem with my sound device.
Like, anyway, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I was surprised. Like, when they opened the cabin, they basically killed like 80% of the people in the train.
No, but more than that.
Probably more. It was almost
more.
Everyone. So I'm like, aren't you kind of making the human race extinct by doing this? Like, just wanting to go outside? But I like that they kind of just killed everyone. It was like, what?
It was a fuck it moment.
It was like, did they really do this? Because you just see the trains like falling off the tracks.
I have a question for you. Yeah. Well, one thing that disturbs me a lot, it's at the very end, close to the end.
Is it the children?
Yeah,
it's
children.
The children.
Children
mess always
up.
Mess
there's
up.
Well. But I got it, the kid was below, and then there's a scene where this kid just gets out from the wall.
Yeah.
And it walks into something.
Engine?
And then it does the same motion that they kept doing throughout the movie. I didn't get what was going on there. Did you?
Something disturbing, for sure.
I don't know. I just figured he was like, he really liked his job.
And he went. I don't know. That to me seemed like a brainwash of some kind, especially when they all keep doing the same motion again.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved Ed Harris coming in. Like,
I love Ed Harris.
What? Ed Harris? What the fuck?
No, but you know what, though? When he was, like, having steaks and he liked kids, I was like, okay, he's a cannibal. He's eating little kids. That's what
I thought.
Kid steaks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, having steaks. I was like, they're going to steaks.
The kid steaks.
Oh, I thought it was worse. I thought it was molesting them. Okay. All right.
Wow, that just went on a whole... Well, actually, is it worse to molest or eat a kid? I don't know.
Oh, molest that thing.
Let's pull the audience.
Let's go on.
It's worse to molest, then eat a kid.
Yeah. All right, let's do both.
All right, vote for option C. Okay, go ahead.
All right, we'll go to number 4, which for me is the Lego Movie.
Yeah. Wait a second.
I can't believe it hasn't been mentioned.
I agree.
5 was Snowpiercer, and 4 was
the Lego Movie.
I see.
This, just like I mentioned in the show last year, I thought this was going to be a fun movie, and it was just a fun, like, after I watched it, I was, like, happy. I'm like, this is my childhood. Part of my childhood.
Character? Who was the best character?
Batman.
Batman?
Yeah, well, yeah, Batman.
Yeah,
Batman.
Batman's
first
by
try.
Far.
First try. No, first Batman try. Scene is when they're like, and now we're going to need like Bruce Wayne to come. Bruce Wayne, I don't know who that is.
And just stuff like that with Tatum and Jonah Hill. But I think what were they playing? I forget who they were playing.
Superman.
And, yeah, like just stuff like fun stuff like that. You got to see a scene with like Gandalf. Yes?
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's coming.
Not yet.
It's coming.
Depends what
don't you have XBMC?
Is it on US Netflix?
Yeah.
Don't you have XBMC?
Yeah. I do. Would
you
it be
you
on
can.
There?
There's ways. There's ways.
You definitely check it out, though.
Yeah, there are ways.
One thing, like, I like this. This is a movie where you can see Shaquille O'Neal, Gandalf, and Superman
and
in a
way,
scene together.
It's really awesome. Shaquille O'Neal doing that.
I know, which was great.
Phenomenal.
So just a fun movie.
And there was Michelangelo times two. There was the Ninja Turtle and the painter.
Yeah, yeah.
How did they get the rights to everything?
No, because
they Lego has
Lego
it.
Lego owns the
yeah,
rights.
Great.
But wait, the thing is this, they can only show them as Lego figures.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how they get away with it. And the next movie is going to be a Batman-centric film.
Apparently, like,
have all the Batman.
One of the things they said is about the movie was there wasn't a lot of females in it. There was basically three females in the whole movie.
Yeah, so it's sexist. Just like a main character, though.
But that's
and the cat is also a main character too.
But yeah, I know. But they were like, that's what I saw. Like the filmmakers say, okay, it was probably a little too male heavy.
I didn't feel it.
I didn't feel it either. No.
Well, in any Lego set that I see, there's only one female anyway. So it's like there's one Catwoman in my Batman set. Whatever.
No, you have Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Okay, fine. There are two. But that's just the way it is. There aren't a lot of female heroes to base Lego on.
And I actually like that they tied into the real world stuff about like the imagination.
I was going to ask you about that. Did you find that took away from the magic of the Lego world?
I can see you hating that.
I thought I didn't need it. I thought that just.
It worked. There you go. But it worked because.
Hold on. I thought that the thing with the glue worked out. Well, with the real world
the
and all that.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it.
No, we're spoiling alert. Spoiler alert.
But then when you get that man, who was his name?
Will Ferrell. It actually works.
Will Ferrell. But when Will...
Sorry,
Will Ferrell gets more lines and scenes, did you find that it took away from the magic? Like, it wasn't fun anymore? It wasn't Lego?
I can see where I would have, like, old school said, but... The reason I didn't is because we all did that when we were growing up.
Yeah.
It was like we had that imagination playing.
What about the scene where Will Ferrell hears a Lego person moving?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
that part
that
really
got
me totally off.
What's the main guy's name?
Evan? No.
I don't even remember.
Ethan?
We'll go with Ethan.
Anyway, him, when he's moving, that was bizarre,
yeah,
right?
That's true. That is true. But overall, a fun movie.
Yes.
Looking forward to the next one, see when we're putting in.
The Premium Batman.
Yeah, well, more
he's
Batman.
He's already in there.
No, they put it's going to be a whole Batman movie. Of all the Batman.
This franchise is going to make so much money.
Yeah.
So much money.
And you know what? They're selling all the... Because it's the best merchandise, too.
Yeah.
They have all the merchandise already there.
And the fact, like he mentioned, you can put in, like Kepo Trek mentioned, you can put in, like, Batman and Shaquille O'Neal and it's fucking anything.
Hey, you know what's fun?
Star Wars.
Star Wars came in.
Yeah, the cameo.
However, the only one that had the actual voice was Lando Carlissian.
Well, that's because he has nothing to do.
That's right. Yeah. Billy Dee Williams was the voice.
All right, so my number two, and Will and I were actually talking about this earlier, is Boyhood.
Mm-hmm.
Boyhood?
Yeah.
He'll explain.
Number three, homie, is...
I'm confused. It's X-Men Days of Future Past.
Okay.
And one thing I really like you guys already mentioned the story and that, but I like the opening scene, how vibrant it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just
loved it.
Like, the colors. And I know it might seem silly, but like, you have the contrast, they're like in this dark, like the dark future, they're in, like, it's at nighttime, and you're seeing, like, with Blink, with her purple, with the, I forget who the freeze guy was, or the...
Iceman?
Yeah, was it Iceman?
The freeze guy.
Yeah, it's called Iceman. Freeze guy. Replace freeze by ice, the guy with man.
Who's the purple in
the That's enough.
Who's the heroin addict in the wheelchair?
But I really liked, like, those opening scenes, how everything, like, it just, and I mentioned this last year again, like, with The Great Gatsby, where it was very vibrant, and I thought this movie was vibrant as well, and I liked watching those opening scenes, and again, yeah, it was great to see the reset of X-Men 3, whenever you can see Patrick Stewart and McKellen in a movie, obviously two fantastic episodes, and they were really kind of the first, or one of the first, to really get great actors to, like, in these superhero movies.
Sorry, Star Trek 2 Wrath of Khan. Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban, please.
Come on. Him with Shatner.
Fun fact.
That was so good.
They never shared a scene in Star Trek 2.
They never shared a scene.
It's really?
They never shared one scene.
They used the same set for both ships.
But they never... Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, just it's a great movie. If I had one complaint, maybe a little bit too much Mystique, but... Mm-hmm. Obvious reasons why that's there.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you find that Kitty Pryde's extra power was really unnecessary and they could have brought in any random mutant and have that mutant do the power?
But wasn't that her power? Or
no.
That's never
Yeah,
cool.
I don't know.
That is never
her power.
Her power.
Is that the second gay Ellen we're talking
about?
Yeah.
Like, she... Why do we have to give her this extra superpower that only she understands? It made no sense. In the comic books, she never had that power.
Ah, see,
they could have just made up a new mutant to do that, right?
No, that it. Well, it didn't bother me because I didn't know. Oh. Like, I didn't know enough about it.
I was gonna send
to say, but
that
just,
hurt you though.
I let it pass.
But anyway, it's just a great, great movie. Yeah, sure. Really loved it when we watched it. Still love it today. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll go to my number two.
Roll, please. Oh no,
no. So yeah, we kind of mixed that up.
Let me guess, it's a Boyhood.
It's Boyhood.
Wow.
Now, for those who don't know what this is,
which is everybody on the panel.
No, Will saw it as well.
Okay.
It's, and why don't we discuss with him?
It's basically. This movie is shot over 12 years. And
what? Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, and they use the kid.
They use the same
kid.
Actors for 12 years.
But what if one of them said, fuck it? Like, what do you do?
The guy had the contract set up.
Yeah, but you can just say, fuck you.
Well, he has Ethan Hawke as an actor.
Yeah, there's Ethan Hawke, there's Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but at one, what if one of them gets hit by a bus?
Well, I mean, I know, but
like, what, you know what I mean?
But it didn't happen. No,
one of them was his daughter, so he was okay with that.
Well, yeah, that one you're that good, but Hawk's like, I want more money. Fuck you.
But
you can replace him with John Lithgow.
The contract is done.
Yeah,
that's a shitty deal from him.
Like, how much did he get paid for 12 years?
The kid didn't get. I don't think the kid
probably
got
not much.
What's the point for that?
Like, that's part. Well, it's one
reason.
But you
only do it like 2 weeks a year.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was continuous filming.
But still, I'd totally hold him for money. Like,
but
the final scene is like, nah, I'm not going
to
do it. Give me 3 months.
The movie did not open
to
many screens. It was not marketed as a big movie. It's
no.
not. But I talk because I got a big question for you.
Yeah. So. One thing I liked, and it was the original, like, we never seen this kind of movie where we're seeing the same actors 12 years. Like, usually when you have one of these movies, they'll
age them or hire someone else.
And this, we're seeing the same actors, and we're seeing the characters naturally evolve. Like, we see the kid, the main actor, he starts off very kind of quiet, then he becomes emo-ish, then you finally see him kind of open up at the end. You see the sister start off as a brat, and you see her character evolve. And one of the things that Will and I were discussing this I really liked is you have a contrast between his parents who are no longer together, where, in her own words, she continues to marry a bunch of drunk... Like in a
quite
bunch
literally,
of,
quite literally.
Yeah, she marries a bunch like abusive drunks, and whereas he started off in the movie as very irresponsible.
Talking about the father here.
You kind of see the father get a second family. You kind of see him grow up.
This part of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas the mother kind of, she never,
she always marries the same
kind of guy.
Mm.
And I just love the fact that we see these characters grow, and you know it's them growing up as you see it.
But it doesn't end, Kefboy.
But
the end could have happened anywhere.
But the thing is, the whole movie was like that. It was like, it was kind of like everyday life. It was...
My main question is the following, okay? The film has a lot of merit for it being filmed over 12 years. But if you take that aside, if you actually used different actors to play that kid, okay?
Yeah.
And you made that movie in 1 year,
yeah.
Okay? Would you give it the same recognition?
No. I will freely admit that.
It's a stunt.
It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick and not the film itself.
Yeah.
See what I'm trying to say?
It's part of it,
that's
yes.
That's how I felt about the movie. That's why I felt on my list.
It's part of it, but I still thought it was a good movie just because we saw character progression. We saw how each of the main four people progressed. My number one is Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm pretty much the sci-fi guy. Podcast, and I love this movie. I remember before it even came out, all I knew was there was a raccoon with guns, and I was sold there. I thought they had the right blend of comedy. I thought the special effects were phenomenal. I believed what I was seeing, and you know, Chris Pratt was great in it.
Yeah, he was.
I love how we can see eventually how they're going to kind of connect to the bigger Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And I pretty much liked everything about this movie. I love the scene, I guess a little spoiler alert, where... Wait for it. Where Rocket says he needs someone's leg, and then he didn't actually need the leg, he just wanted it for fun.
That's fucking great.
Just stuff like that. You're combining a great story, great special effects, and great characters, and... I just love this movie, and it was my number one of the year.
Thank you very much, Kebbo Trekrig, and part one of the 2014 year review here, because I got to go stretch because my ass is numb. For Kebbo Trek, Will Gallifrey. and me. It's old school. Thank you very much for listening.